Though no words have been spoken over us, we are joined in our hearts by my magic. We are one. What happens to one happens to both. I am staying." Richard didn't look over. He continued to stare at the spirits as they floated in the center of the room above the skulls. She thought he would yell at her to leave. He didn't. His voice came soft and gentle. "Thank you. I love you, Kaelin Amnell. Together, then." The door banged closed. Kaelin jumped, and a little sound escaped from her throat before she could catch it. Her heart pounded in her ears. She tried to slow her breathing, but couldn't. She swallowed instead. The image of the spirits dimmed.
"What you have called forth, Richard Rawl, we cannot stay to witness. We are sorry."
Their forms seemed to evaporate as she watched. As they vanished, the light went with them, until the two of them were left in total blackness. She could hear the slow crackle of the fire off beyond that blackness, Richard's quick breathing, her own breathing, and nothing else. Richard's hand found hers. In the darkness, they sat together, alone, naked. As Kaelin began to think, to hope, that nothing was going to happen, she became aware of a slight brightening in front of her. There was light beginning to glow. Green light. A shade of green light she had seen from only one place. The underworld. Her breaths came in ragged pulls. The green light brightened, and with it, distant wails. From the air all about came an ear-splitting crack, like a clap of thunder, sudden, hard, painful. The ground shook with the impact of it. From the center of the green light, a white brilliance oozed through, to coalesce into a form and stand before them. Her breath caught in her throat. The fine hairs on the back of her neck stood out stiffly. The white form took a step closer. She only dimly realized Richard's grip on her hand was hurting her. Kaelin knew the white robes, the long blonde hair, the painfully handsome face that stood before them, smiling that small, gruesome smile.
"Dear spirits, protect us," she whispered.
It was dark and raw. As one, she and Richard came slowly to their feet. The glowing blue eyes watched them rise. Relaxed, unhurried, Darken Rawl brought a hand up and licked his fingertips.
"Thank you, Richard, for calling me back."
His cruel smile widened.
"How thoughtful of you."
"I didn't call you back," Richard whispered.
Darken Rawl laughed, a quiet laugh.
"Once again, you make a mistake. Call me back, you did. You called a gathering of ancestor spirits. I am your ancestor. Only you could have brought me back through the veil. Only you."
"I denounce you."
"Denounce me all you will."
He held his arms out, out in the white light around him.
"I am still here."
"But I killed you."
The glowing, shimmering, white-robed form laughed again.
"Kill me? So you did. And you used magic to send me to a different place. A place where I am known. A place where I have friends. And now you have called me back again. With magic. Not simply called me back, Richard, but torn the veil further to do so."
He slowly shook his head.
"Is there no end to your stupidity?"
Darken Rawl seemed to float, and at the same time walk toward Richard. Richard let go of Kaelin's hand as he backed away. She couldn't make her legs move to go with him. Richard's eyes were wide.
I killed you. I defeated you. I won. You lost.
The blonde head nodded slowly.
You won a small battle in a timeless war by using the gift and the wizard's first rule, but in your ignorance you violated the wizard's second rule, and in so doing you have lost it all.
His slow, wicked smile came back.
Such a shame. Didn't anyone ever tell you? Magic is dangerous. I could have taught you, could have shared it all with you.
He shrugged.
But it doesn't matter. You have helped me win, even without being taught.
What is the wizard's second rule? What did I do?
Roll's eyebrows lifted as he took another step closer.
Why, Richard, don't you know? You should,
he whispered.
You have broken it a second time today, and in violating it a second time, you have torn the veil once more, a second time, and brought me here so that I might tear it the rest of the way and free the keeper.
His mocking smile returned.
All by yourself.
He gave a taunting laugh.
My son, you should never have meddled in things you don't understand.
What do you want?
Rawl drifted closer.
You, my son, you.
His hand began to rise toward Richard.
You sent me to another world, and now, in turn, I am going to send you there. You are for the Keeper. He wants you. You are his.
Without even realizing it, Kaelin's fist was up, the Kandar igniting in the depths of her being. Rage exploded through her, and blue lightning erupted from her fist. The dark void around them was ripped away in a fury of light and sound that shook the ground under her feet. The spirit house was back, lit by the blue bolt as it arced toward Darkenrawl. Effortlessly, his hand came up, deflecting the strike. The bolt of lightning split. One shaft blasted through the roof into the black sky, sending a shower of tile fragments raining down. The other fork struck the ground, throwing dirt hurtling everywhere. Darkenrawl's eyes met hers. His gaze seared her very soul. He smiled the most wicked smile she had ever seen. It seemed to make every fiber of her being ache. She tried to call forth the power again, but nothing happened. He had done something. Kaelin tried, but she couldn't move a muscle. Richard seemed as paralyzed as she. Her world was collapsing in a frightening rush.
Richard,
she wailed in her mind.
My Richard, oh dear spirits, don't let this happen.
His eyes burning with rage, Richard managed to take a step forward, but Darkenrawl put his hand to the left side of his chest, above his heart, stopping him stone still.
I mark you, Richard, for the Keeper, with the Keeper's mark. You are his.
Richard threw his head back. His screams seemed to rend the very fabric of the air and tear her heart and soul with its despair. Kaelin felt as if she died a thousand deaths in that instant. As Darkenrawl held his hand to Richard's chest, wisps of smoke curled away. Kaelin's nostrils filled with the stench of burning flesh. Darkenrawl pulled his hand back.
The price of ignorance, Richard. You are marked. You are the Keeper's now. Now and forever. The journey begins.
Richard collapsed like a puppet whose strings had been cut. Kaelin didn't know if he was unconscious or dead. Something held her up, but it wasn't her legs. It was the strings held by Darkenrawl. He glided closer to her. He loomed over her, crushing her in blinding brilliance. Kaelin wanted to shrink away, to close her eyes, but she could not. Finally, She regained her voice.
Kill me too, she whispered. Send me where you have sent him. Please.
His glowing hand reached toward her. The agony in her heart tore her mind senseless. His fingers fanned open. His touch on her flesh sent fire and ice through her in a wave of shock. The hand pulled back.
No.
Darken Roll's pitiless smile spread anew.
No, that would be too easy. Better to let him see what happens to you. Better to let him watch, helpless.
The smile showed teeth for the first time.
Better to let him suffer it.
His eyes had an intensity that seemed to impale her. It was the same frightening glare Richard had inherited.
You live for now. Soon enough, you will twist in a different pain, living and dead,
he whispered in a measured, merciless tone.
He will watch forever. I will watch forever. The Keeper will watch forever.
Please, she cried, send me with him.
A finger reached out and touched a tear. The pain of the touch made her flinch.
Since you love him so much, I will give you a gift.
He turned and drew his arm smoothly through the air in Richard's direction. His frightening blue eyes returned to her.
I will let him live a short time longer, long enough for you to watch as the Keeper's mark bleeds the life from him, bleeds his soul from him. Time is nothing. The Keeper will have him